Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Samach Aleph. We are on page 430. Simen Shin Samach Aleph is Din Gaga Samach Rosh Hasharabim, the halachos of a roof that is close to a Rosh Hasharabim. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Gaga Samach Rosh Hasharabim Besoch Asor Tfachim. You have a roof which is close to a Rosh Hasharabim within 10 Tfachim from the Rosh Hasharabim, Ulumalo Me'asara Lochatzer, and it's within 10 Tfachim from the area of the Chatzer. If you look at the diagram, in note number 1, so you see on three sides, it's over 10 Tfachim from the Chatzer, but on one side that goes alongside the Rosh Hasharabim, from the Rosh Hasharabim to the Gag is going to be less than 10 Tfachim. So that is the picture of what's going on over here. The Mechaber says, Ho'el v'rabim mishtam shimbo, since the public, as they walk through Rosh Hasharabim, are using this roof, Harezek Rosh Hasharabim. It gets a din of the Rosh Hasharabim. Va'aser lebal hagag lehishtamish bo mechatzero ad sheyaser lo sulam kavua mechatzero. And it will be forbidden for the bal hagag to make use of his gag from his chatzer until he puts a set ladder from his chatzer to the gag, like we see in the picture. Eizahu sulam kavua, what is considered a set ladder? Kol shekavo shom bein l'chol bein l'shabbos. It's anything that was set there to be of use both during the week and Shabbos. So if it's set there on a pretty much permanent basis, both for Chol and Shabbos, so then as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the Baal HaChatzer is really excluding the people from Rosh Hasharabim from using his roof, and he's really announcing that this is my roof, and that will allow him to use it. So obviously when we say it gets a din of Rosh Hasharabim, it's not mamish a din of Rosh Hasharabim, because then as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the latter would not help. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now in Sif Katan Aleph. Besoch Asar Tfachim, we said from the side of Rosh Hasharabim, the Gag is within 10 Tfachim. Tahainu shelatzad Rosh Hasharabim eino gavo asar tfachim. On the side of Rosh Hasharabim, the gag is not as high as 10 tfachim. Ulatzad ha-chatzar hu gavo asar tfachim, but on the side of the chatzar, the roof is 10 tfachim high. The ilu lohaya gavo asar tfachim af latzad ha-chatzar, if it was also not 10 tfachim high on the side of the chatzar as well, lohaya mahani sulam klal, then a sulam would not help at all. Tahadei Rosh Hasharabim gomor kisharabim mekasrim alav. Then if the rabbin makes use of this roof, it will get a din of a Rosh Hasharabim, since it is not 10 tfachim from the chatzer. Ukeshein mekasvin alav, and if people would not be putting things down on it from the Rosh Hasharabim, so then it wouldn't get a din of a Rosh Hasharabim, but havi al kopanim karmelis, it would have a din of a karmelis. Aval hashta, but now that it is 10 tfachim high from the chatzer, kevan de mitzad ha chatzer hu gavu asar tfachim, yesh al hagag toras Rosh Hasayochid. It has the law on the gag of Rosh Hasayachid, umutter lehishtamish alov kishiyesh lo sulam kavua, and you are allowed to make use of the roof when you have a set ladder, lalos bo mechatzero lagago, in order with which to go up from your chatzer to your gag. The bazeg goli daito, by placing the ladder there, he is revealing his thoughts, the mesalek lagago min b'nei Rosh Hasharabim, that he's really removing his roof from the Rosh Hasharabim, the ain shayach raklo, and it's only shayach to him. If on the side of the Rosh Hasharabim this roof would also be 10 tfachim high, so then it would not be considered Rosh Hasharabim, and the owner of the gag or the chatzer, the gag and the chatzer, would not need to place a ladder at all. It will be mutter for him. If on all sides from the outside this gag is within 10 tfachim, but on the inside it is 10 tfachim deep. Kigon, for example, shechaka kakarko besocho, that you dug down in the ground inside this building, vishlimo la'asar tfachim, and you amashlim ahayr of 10 tfachim. So inside is 10 tfachim, but from all sides on the outside is less than 10 tfachim. Da'as ha-magen Avram, de'eno tzarech sulam, according to Magen Avram, that case also would not require a ladder. De'ein shem karmelis of klal, there's no shem karmelis on it. De'hu rishus ha-yochid gomor, it's a regular rishus ha-yochid, since on the inside it is 10 tfachim. The rabbi me'achronim chokum olav. Many achronim argue with this Magen Avraham. V'daitam, and their opinion is the midirabbanan shein karmelis agabo mimalamala. That midirabbanan, there is a shein karmelis on the outside of the structure. Kevan shu namuch me'asar tefachim mikol tzad. Since from the outside it's less than 10 tefachim on all sides. V'tzaruch sulam latiro memela. You would need to put a ladder there to be matir use from the chotzer to the gag. Ubiprakish Rabbin the Kasimalov, certainly in the case where the Rabbin is making use of the roof, Efshur the Hurushis Rabbin Gomura Yideza. Could be that makes it a full Rushis Rabbin, that Filu Sulam Lo Mahani Latiro, maybe even a ladder wouldn't even help. Says the Mishnah Buravitis of Katan Beis, we said the people in the case of the Mechaber, where it was in Tent Fachim, between the Rosh Hashanah and the Gag, and people are making use of the Gag. Zokta Mishabura, what are they doing? Shemanichim kovoim v'kelim ketanim al Gag. They're placing their hats and their small vessels on the Gag as they're walking by, like in the picture. So hareze k'Rosh Hashanah sevkot and gimel lav k'Rosh Hashanah mamish. It doesn't mean it's really a Rosh Hashanah. The ihachi, because if it really was a Rosh Hashanah, lo haya mahani suam, a ladder wouldn't help it to take it out of that status. Elo rotzaloma, rather, what it means to say is ke'en Rosh Hashanah. It's like Sivkotan Dalid. We said in the case where it's like the Rosh Hashanah, the Mechaber said it's also Labal Hagag Lishtamish Bo Mechatzero. So the owner of the Gag is not allowed to make use of the Gag from his Chatzer until he puts the ladder there. Aval Bigag Mutil Tatal Bakula. But on the Gag itself, he would be allowed to carry freely. We're only discussing a limitation in carrying from the Chatzer to the Gag. Sivkotan Hey, we said one makes it a set ladder. It has to be that it's placed there for Chol and for Shabbos. Hainu sha'omet sham hasulam tamid. The ladder stays there permanently. It stays there always. Aval imlif fa'omim misalek le. But if sometimes he moves the ladder away, harehu keman delesa. That's as if the ladder is not there, even when it is there, because it doesn't always remain there. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Beis, Chatzer shenifritza b'milua, a chatzer that one of the walls broke down completely, o biyoser me'eser, or it wasn't completely, but it was more than 10 amos l'rishis harabim. So the wall separating a chatzer and a rishis harabim either broke down completely or broke down more than 10 amos. Mikom ha'mechitza nidon ketzide rishis harabim. This area that became exposed when the ladder, when the wall fell down, the place where the wall was, gets a din of tzide rishis. It gets a din of a carmelis, just like the chatzer now has with the missing wall. The nifras bekeren zavis, but if the break in the wall of the chatzer wasn't in one wall, but rather it was in the corner, like diagram number 7. Afilu bepachos me'eser aser. Even if the break is less than 10 amos, it's still going to be aser, and we'll see why. V'chein bayis shenifrats bekeren zavis, and not only a chatzer, but so to a house that gets broken down on a corner. Afilu bepachos me'eser, even less than 10 amos. V'nifrats gam ha'kerui, and also the ceiling over it also gets cut down, the same place where the wall gets cut down. Ad shenishar ba'alachson, the only thing you have remaining by the roof is a diagonal. So aser, that house is now going to be aser. It's considered broken open. And we'll see the details in the Mishnah Berurah shortly. Aval pirtza she'ena b'keren zavis, but a break in a chatzer that's not in a corner, so then, rather in a house, a break in a house that's not in a corner that has a roof over it, amrinam ba pitikar yor v'sosim. We say pitikar yor v'sosim, and we view the roof that is covering over the break as if it goes all the way down. Afilu b'yoser me'eser, even if it is more than 10 amos, v'hu shelo yehei pitikar meshupa, as long as the roof is not on a slant. As we've learned earlier, we don't in general say pitikar yor v'sosim when it is on a slant, the leka pek, because then it's hard to say pitikra, the mouth of the boards, because there is no mouth, it's not flat, it's going downward. The Rama says, V'yesh omer debinu gam kim berocha v'keru arbatfachim. The Rama has on that there are those who say that if you want to say pitikra, you also will require a width of the ceiling, of the remaining part on top, that has to be at least 4 tfachim wide. V'amrina pitikra yod v'sosim afilu b'shtei mechitzos. And we say pitikra, says the Rama, even if it's two walls that broke down, as long as it's not in a corner, obviously. Im yesh kan shtei mechitzos shleimos dvukos zo bazo. If there are two complete walls that are connected, then the other two walls that broke down, and there is roof over it, then we would say pitikra on both sides. Aval zo keneged zo lo. But if the two walls broke down are across from each other, then we would not say pitikra yod v'sosim. So let's go back and begin this sif again with the Mishnah Berurah. The first point the Mechaber said was a chatzer that the wall was broken down completely or up to 10 amos, more than 10 amos, to Rosh Hashanah, the place where the mechitza was, is considered tzidei Rosh Hashanah, which is the din of a karmelis, similar to the din that the chatzer now has with the broken wall. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Vav, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Ba'alma Nikra. In general, when we say Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, what that means is Kishemamidim Avonim Gedolos, when we stand up large stones, Oshano Atzim Yisedos, or we stick into the ground pegs, Samuch LaKosel, close to a wall, Shalos Yaziku Kronos, so that, you know, wagons that pass by will not damage the wall. V'ahu Avir Shebeneyam, and this airspace between the stones or the pegs and the kaisel, nikra tzidei rishis harabim v'dino ka-karmelis, that is the classic tzidei rishis harabim, and it gets a din of a karmelis. V'osir lo taltam mitochol rishis harabim, and you can't carry from there to rishis harabim. V'kamash mulon, and the chiddush of the mechaber over here is, the af bin yaneinu, even in our case, after leka shum hefsek ben ha-chotzer lo rishis harabim, even though there's absolutely nothing separating now between the chotzer and the rishis harabim, and the public is just going right through from the Rishis HaRabim into the Chatzer, still the area where the wall was gets a din of Tzidei Rishis HaRabim, the shame Karmelis Alei, and it gets a name of a Karmelis. You can't carry from the place where the wall was, which now has the status of a Karmelis, to outside of it, which is a Rishis HaRabim. However, v'im karmelus samach l'chatzer mutter, but if what's outside of this chatzer was a karmelus anyway, and now the wall that broke down is also a karmelus, then you'd be able to carry from the place where the wall was broken down to outside to the other karmelus, to be karmelus, the karmelus come ataltal, because then you'll be carrying for one karmelus to another karmelus, which we hold is mutter. U'b'rishis harabim shalonu yesh lahachbir, arishis harabim, although we know some say it's really a karmelus, since l'maisa, some say it really is a rishis harabim, therefore one should be machmir not to carry out from the place where the wall broke down, which is the din of a karmelis, to the rishis harabim, even nowadays, because some say it is a rishis harabim. Sifkatan zayin. So we said the wall that broke down between the chotzer and the rishis harabim or the karmelis gets the din of a karmelis like the chotzer. Ratzalomer means to say kemosha chotzer gufashin karmelis aleha. Just like the courtyard itself got a shame karmelis, machmashu paratz beruach revius, since it's broken down on the fourth side, kenu gamken makom amachitza, so too also is the status of the place where the wall was. V'nimtzu l'meidim loshen zeh shnei dvarim. We learn from this loshen of this mechaber two things. Echa, number one, the bechotzer zeh oser letaltel, in this chotzer, now that it's broken down with one wall, you're not allowed to carry, ki im besoch arba amos, except within four amos, and it's a din of a karmelis. Shenis, number two that we learn from this din, the mimekom ha-mechitza l'sol ha-chotzer mutter l'taltel. From the place where the mechitza was into the chotzer, you are allowed to carry besoch arba amos, within four amos. The tavayu shem karmelis Allah, because they both have a shem karmelis. When the wall broke down, it's called the karmelis. And now that the wall broke down, so the chotzer is called the karmelis. And therefore, mekarmelis is mutter, as long as you're within four amos. Ukedel el besimin shin mem vav siv beis. Then we said the very important halacha that if the break in the chatzar was in the keren zavis, so then even less than 10 amos will be a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, Ratzalomer, means to say, Shapirta Ochlo B'Shtei Aksalim, that this break ate away at two walls, Shalachatzar, of the courtyard, B'Sofon at the end, Ze Eitzel Ze, where they meet each other. U'mashma B'Gemara, like again we pointed out, this is in picture number 7, we see a break in the chatzer in the keren zavis. Umashma b'gemara. The mashma of the gemara is the ima pirta nasa bishar mekomo shel aksalim. If the break was not in the corner, but rather it was in other places of the walls, afilu hayu b'shtei aksalim. Even if it was in two walls, kol she'ein b'chol pirta yosem me'eser amos shari. So long that each break is not going to be more than 10 amos, that's going to be mutter, because we view it as a pesach, not as a pirta. V'ayin sham betosos the dafkim haya ha'omer meruvah aparas. It's dafka if the closed part of the wall is greater than the open part of the wall. Halav hochi, but if that's not the case, but the open part is more than the closed part, then it will be aser k'shapirtu b'shteik salim. Then it will be aser if this break is on two walls, as the Shaar Tzion points out, because then it's ki'ilu, you don't have two walls, and you only have two walls left of your chatzer, which doesn't do anything. V'chein kosav ha-rashba b'avodas ha-kodesh, and so too writes that rashba b'avodas ha-kodesh. Sefkotan tes, the pirtza b'keren zavis is aser, even if it's pachos me'asara. T'lo nucha l'chanos ha-pirtza hid b'shem pesach. We can no longer call such a break with a name of a Pesach. The Pischo b'keren zavis lo avdi inshi. Because like the Gemara says, a Pesach, a doorway in the corner, people don't make. So if you have something that is like a Pesach in the Keren Zavis, it doesn't get a shame Pesach because people don't make a Pesach in Keren Zavis. It's automatically called a Pirtza, and it will pass the whole area. V'dafka l'inyan Pirtza amrinan kein. Dafka, if there is a break and it is not fixed up whatsoever, then we say it's going to be a problem. But if you made a tzuras ha-pesach there, the kosher getim also shtei mezuzos u'mashkof mamish, and certainly if you put up two mezuzos on the side and a mashkof, a lintel on top, bevadei shem pesach alea v'shari. Then for sure it would get a shem pesach of bimutter, because then you fixed it up and you actually made it as a pesach. But a stam break, then we view it as a pirtza. Sivkatan yud. So we said the pislav v'cheren zav is lav di'inchi. So if the break in the chutzer is in the corner, even less than 10 amos will be aser. So how small can the break be to be kosher? Says the mishaburu mistabrid imhaya pirta pachos me'ama in lahachmir. Zot the chavas chayim b'shein the primi gadim. It makes sense to say that if the pirta is less than an ama, one should not be machmir. It's going to be okay. However, in the Rashba I found that if the break is between 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim, you would need to place there 2 lechis, and we'll see more about this later on in Mitzvah Shem. If the break is already 4 tvachim, then it's not going to be good unless you lessen the amount to less than 4 tvachim ayin shem. Sivkatan Yud Aleph, now we move from the chatzer to the bayis, where the Karen Zavis is also a problem if the walls broke down, if the ceiling broke down with it. Says the Mishabura Kolomar, the lo tema, don't say shani bayis, that a house is different, the afal pi de ein lahatir machmas pesach, even though we can't be matir this corner as a doorway, mipneishu b'karen zavis, because again it's in a corner, and pisla b'karen zavis, people don't make, mikomokom ikom ishum pi tikra. But we should be able to matter this case where the corner breaks down because of pitikra. Shal gabo yored v'sosim. The pitikra that's on top of the corner goes down. That's all if the ceiling is in place. But kamash mulan, the mechaber is coming to teach us the pa'amim leka mishum pitikra, that sometimes there are no possibilities of saying pitikra. Umbefarish hechidami, and then the mechaber goes on to explain. So example number one he said is that if the walls are broken down in the Karen Zavis and the ceiling is broken down over that same Karen Zavis, so all you have left is a diagonal of the ceiling. There you do not say Pitikiryad Vesosim, as the Mishaburu explains, the Katan Yadeh is Achenisha Balason, it's Aser, the Bazesh Eina Keri Shaveh. In this case, where the covering, the roof, is not equal, it's not straight, Lo Aminim Pitikiryad Vesosim. And the Sharatzion explains in Yadzayan the reason, the Al Yadeh Pitikiryad Nasa Lamata Acholo Kapesel Ba'alma, through Pitikiryad, we make the space down below ki'ilu it's a pesach, it's a doorway. Upischa will have it be karen zavis, but over here, since it's on a diagonal and it's in a corner, so you can't say that because of pitikra, we're going to say that under it is going to be a pesach, because again, we have our klal, upischa be karen zavis, lo avdi inshi. Sivkoton yud gimel. So the mechaber then said that if it's not in the corner, then we would say from the ceiling down, pitikra yor v'sosim, even if the break is more than 10 amos. Even if it's not only more than 10 amos, it's the entire length of the wall, it's also going to say pitikra. Shalom nisharu gibufin klal, even if there are no remnants remaining of the wall. V'nei b'divrei ha-mechaber lo nisbarim dafka b'dofen echad. From the words of the mechaber, it's not clear if it's specifically one wall kashu paratz when it's broken down. Amrinim pitikra yovasosim or afilu b'shtei defanos. From the mechaber himself, it's not clear if this klal of pitikra yovasosim will work only on one wall or it would work on two walls. And the reason why the mechaber is not clear is mishum de lo psikalei davar zek. The mashab beis Yosef, it wasn't clear to him. It's a machlokas, and he wasn't really clear which way to go in the beis Yosef. So he's not committing to either side. Okay, however, haramah b'haga. So the ramah, as we just read in haga, hetik l'dina divrei atur. He brings down halach l'maisa the tur. This sosam kashitas aposkim who writes down like the shita of the poskim. The svirlu that hold afilu parot shtei mechitzos. Even if two walls are broken down, still amrinim pitikur yor v'sosim ukel lakamei. Like we'll see shortly. So the Ramah says that you do say pitikra yorvasosim on two walls, as we saw, and we'll see again, but it's only if they are two adjacent walls, not two walls across from each other. But the Mechaber says that you never say pitikra yorvasosim on, but he's not committed to saying that you say it on two walls, because that's a suffix that he has in the Beis Yosef. Sivkotan Yudalim. Although we said you could say pitikra yorvasosim on certainly one wall, even if it's more than 10 amos, it's the entire length of the wall. But another criteria the Mechaber throws in is that it shouldn't be on a slant, meaning it has to be a flat roof to say pitikra, not a slanty roof. Says the Mishabura, Sevkotin Yodalit, Rotzalomer means to say, the law meaning the Yorv Vesosim, Rakesh HaTikra Cholok. We don't say pitikra Vesosim unless the ceiling is flat. But not if it's a slanty roof like ours on a slope. There you don't say it. In lo haya tikra tachteha. Very important add-on that the Mishabur says over here. We will not say pitikra yorvesosem on a slanty roof unless it is flat underneath it. If you go outside and look at roofs, so some roofs are just straight on a diagonal. There's nothing underneath the roof. That's where it's going to be a problem to say pitikra yorvesosem. But sometimes if you look under, you'll see the bottom is flat. Because the roof is a slanty roof, but underneath it is flat. In that case, the Mishabura says, you would still be able to say, Pitikr Yor Vesosim. The Ramah told us that there are those who say that not only do we need these criteria that we just mentioned, we also need that from where you want to say Pitikra, going back on the ceiling, it has to have a width of 4 tvachim. V'chein halacha, zakta mishabura tezvav, that is the halacha, kemo shegasati bir halacha, like I wrote in the bir halacha. Sekadim tezayin, the be'ina arbetvachim, yata afortvachim, rotzlomer means to say, da'oz amrinan pitikr yor v'sosem. Then we will say the klal of pitikr yor v'sosem. V'lo dami l'koras mavui ba'alma. This is not similar to a regular korah that's blocking off the fourth side of the mavui in general. This sagi b'tefach. There we know a korah, we'll see more about this later, it's not to be a tefach. And we still say, pitikra v'sosem. Now we're saying we need the ceiling to be a width of four tefachim. One tefach is not enough. Why is there a difference? The koras mavui einu el hakera ba'alma. Because the korah of a mavui is not there to be a mechitza, it's only there to be a sign. Aval kol heichi debo'in and mechitza. But in any case where we actually need a mechitza, like we're discussing over here in our simon, oz tzarosh yeheba davka arboa tfachim. Then you need to have the ceiling being a width of four tfachim. Va'oz aminim pitikr yor v'sosem. Then, and only then, we'll say pitikr yor v'sosem. And now we get to the last point that the Ramah told us, and that is that you do say pitikra on two walls, but again, as long as they are adjacent walls. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Yadzayim, Im yesh kan shtei mechitzos shleim was pirish, v'ham mechitzos hanistaros nishar aleim hakerui. Obviously, if you want to say pitikra yor v'sosem, although two walls are broken down, the ceiling extends to where the walls were, only then you're able to say pitikra from the ceiling. Shalonistar imohem, it has to be that the ceiling was not destroyed with the walls, otherwise there's nothing to talk about, you wouldn't be able to say pitikra to replace those walls in the original place if there's no ceiling there to view as if it goes down. But if the two walls that you want to say pitikra yor v'sosem on are across from each other but not next to each other, it's no good. The oz halo near mefulish, then it looks like it's an area that's mefulish, that's open on both sides. The ain pitikra molaza pitikra does not help in such a case. That concludes Simon Shin Samach Aleph. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next year we'll begin the new Simon Shin Samach Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.